In the name of all that we together hold holy, I promise three things to the sacred congregation of people who are subject to my rule. In the first place, that the holy religion which we mutually espouse shall always preserve their freedom under my auspices. Secondly, that I will temper every form of rapacity and iniquity which may inflict itself upon us all. And thirdly, that I will command swift mercy in all judgments, that to me and to you the gracious Lord may extend his recognition. The Oath of Power, Dosati's Sacred Congregation Papers. Broe arose from prayer, groped behind him for the chair, and sank into it. Enclosed darkness surrounded him. The room was a shielded bubble attached to the bottom of his Gralus. Around the room's thick walls was the warm water which protected his females and their eggs. Access to the bubble was through a floor hatch and a twisting flooded passage from the Gralus. Pressure in the bubble excluded the water, but the space around Broe smelled reassuringly of the Gralus. This helped reinforce the mood he now required. Presently, the god spoke to him. Elation filled Broe. God spoke to him. Only to him. Words hissed within his head. Scenes impinged themselves upon his vision centers. Yes. Yes. I keep the Demopole. God was reassured and reflected that reassurance. Today, God showed him a ritual Broe had never seen before. The ritual was only for Gawichin. The ritual was called Laupuk. Broe saw the ritual in all of its gory details, felt the rightness of it as though his very cells accepted it. Responsibility, expiation, these were the lessons of Laupuk. God approved when Broe expressed understanding. They communicated by words which Broe expressed silently in his thoughts, but there were other thoughts which God could not perceive, just as God no doubt held thoughts which were not communicated to Broe. God used people. People used God. Divine intervention with cynical overtones. Broe had learned the Elector's role through a long and painful apprenticeship. I am your servant, God. As God admonished, Broe kept the secret of his private communion. It suited his purpose to obey, as it obviously suited God's purpose. There were times, though, when Broe wanted to shout it. You fools! I speak with the voice of God! Other electors had made that mistake. They'd soon fallen from the seat of power. Broe, drawing on several lifetimes of assembled experiences, knew he must keep this power if he ever were to escape from Dosati. Anyway, the fools did his bidding, and therefore gods, without divine admonition. All was well. One presented a selection of thoughts to God, being careful always where and when one reviewed private thoughts. There were times when Broe felt God within him when there'd been no prayer, no preparations here in the blackness of this bubble room. God might peer out of Broe's eyes at any time, softly, quietly, examining his world and its works through mortal senses. I guard my servant well. The warmth of reassurance which flowed through Broe then was like the warmth of the Gralus when he'd still been a tad clinging to his mother's back. It was a warmth and sense of safety which Broe tempered with a deep awareness of that other Gralu's time. A giant, gray-green, adult male Gawichin ravening through the water, devouring those tads not swift enough, alert enough to escape. I was one of the swift. Memory of that plunging, frantic flight in the Gralus had taught Broe how to behave with God. In his bubble room's darkness, Broe shuddered. Yes, the ways of God were cruel. Thus armed, a servant of God could be equally cruel, could surmount the fact that he knew what it was to be both human and Gawichin. He need only be the pure servant of God. This thought he shared. Beware, McKee. God has told me whence you come. I know your intentions. Hold fast to the narrow path, McKee. You risk my displeasure.